Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday Mornings right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. We have a great week of art, as always, here in Duluth Superior Twin Ports region. This Friday, there's two great shows opening up. The first at 5 p.m., Linda Paulus, who is a ceramic artist, is having work on view at Gamaji, at the American Indian housing space on First Street. They always have just phenomenal shows and do a really, really good job, and have been sort of setting the stage for arts in our community for a couple years now. So I'm excited to see Linda get her due there on Friday at 5. And then after that show, you can tootle on down to Prove Gallery. Prove, of course, does great things almost every month. And this month, because, you know, there's this music thing coming up in Duluth, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Homegrown. They are going to have a Hall of Fame Homegrown Illustration exhibit. So this is artists from some youth artists, some students, some veteran artists, some everyone who's doing drawings and illustrations of the sort of people in the homegrown world that can consider themselves in the Hall of Fame. So you can think, you know, the whole thing got going because of Starfire and Walt Disney runs it now. Well, all of these people are going to be illustrated as chickens, I believe, or some such thereof. So it'll be full of chicks and chickens, and maybe some roosters thrown in there as well. But all illustrations and sort of a who's who of homegrown in poultry form.
Poultry in motion.
Poultry in motion. So that's at Prove at 7 on Friday. Saturday, you know, that's going to be a late night, but Saturday there's a bunch of things going on. It's the Free Family Day at the Duluth Art Institute. This happens every couple months over at our Lincoln Park facility, and it is always a great, great day. There's usually four or five, maybe even six make-and-take projects that are things that you might not necessarily think of at home, but might be able to be recreated at home. So it's nice to sort of get some art ideas, and also Amy, our education director, usually brings out some neat materials, and also usually has a family community project, so it's like a project that everyone works on. And this weekend's theme is Art for Earth Day, so it'll be a family day oriented around making art. I think she's been collecting plastic water bottles and the caps off water bottles. I have no idea what she has planned for them, but I'm really excited to see how she integrates that into the Free Family Day. That's 11 to 2 at the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Center. The other Art for Earth Day event is the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop, and this is a yearly occurrence. I believe it's its 25th year on the 25th of April. And galleries across Duluth and Superior participate. It's from 10 to 4. There's usually treats and celebratory festive feel at all the different galleries as people hop around and see the different shows on view. So that's always a fun time for Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop. And then in the afternoon, the Duluth Art Institute is hosting Annette Lee and William Wilson. These artists showed their work in our galleries last summer. Annette is an astronomy professor at St. Cloud State, as well as an artist. Her partner, William Wilson, is an artist. And they did these really great workshops last summer, and they were so fun and so well attended that we're bringing them back again. We're splitting them up into two, so this coming Saturday is William Wilson's from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Art Institute, and William does, it's called X-ray painting, so the idea that you can sort of see into people of varying, you know, there's certainly organs in there, but different organs mean different things. And we'll sort of get to a sense of, he'll talk about his work, and then participants will be able to make their own x-ray painting as well.
Now, if you are a person of a certain age, you remember in the back of your comic books there were ads for x-ray glasses.
Oh, I loved those comic books. Lots of us still read those.
So I'm just wondering if you get like x-ray glasses like they advertised at the back of the comic books in order to make your own x-ray paintings.
Well, you know, we'll have to find out. Maybe that's his secret tool. We don't know yet. You'll have to come to the workshop to see.
Artists use whatever is available to them. They find a way to make it work.
Exactly. That's why they're artists.
Yeah, right. What you said.
So it's a packed week, Lisa. Get lots of sleep and enjoy the weekend.
Sounds like a plan, Annie. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.